Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
All right. Now I said that to say this in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Now you know why we need to be praying. Because as a nation, if a nation is to be blessed, a nation needs to be praying. And when we start praying, God start moving. That's why we need to return back to praying.
Yes, sir.
How do we as believers deal with all of the challenges that we face? I'm reminded, my brothers and sisters, of what I used to hear in Dallas at church. I heard, and maybe you have too, a little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. We need to start praying. When we start praying, God activates in the spiritual realm and it manifests itself in the physical realm. My brothers and sisters, when we begin to pray, God began to respond. And the enemy is trying to see what side you are linked up to.
Right.
Because he does not want us to pray. See, I just shouted him because he didn't want me to sing. But God has a way of opening doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. When we start praying, we start elevating and lifting up the Lord God. You are here because you are in a worship experience. And your worship experience always start with prayer. And your worship experience, my brothers and sisters, our praying, my brothers, activating. Because we are on the winning side.
Yeah. Amen.
For this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
Now that I've gotten your attention, I can give you my introduction and preach. In the historical text, Solomon, who is the writer, gives advice to his son. Let me stop there. One of the challenges we are facing today is who's raising our children. Who's raising our children and who are our sons and daughters talking to? Is it possible that our children are being raised by what on the internet and social media? And now with the advancement of artificial intelligence, are our children now starting to rely on AI instructing them on how they are to live in a society?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Kids are losing their life because they can't put this thing down.
Yes.
And because we can't put it down, it's because there's an image in our hand. And that image is drawing us away from our Heavenly Father, who said all of these things will come to pass in the last days. And this image will allow them to walk in a different way. Our churches are empty all over this nation because we have lost something as a people and as a nation. As a people and as a nation, we said in God we trust, and now we're putting God in the background. As a people, as a nation, we used to start off with prayer. We used to end with prayer. We used to do all things with prayer. And now we hardly pray anybody praying. It's been said preachers can't preach if people ain't praying. And when you start praying, you get the power that God has already established, affirmed, and declared for us not only to know, but to go forth and shout what thus says the Lord for such a time as this. My brothers and sisters, Solomon spoke these words concerning advice. And when we think about this particular topic, we see how Solomon was activating some things in the life of his son. My brothers and sisters, I believe we need to start listening spending more time with our children concerning the issues and struggles that they have today. I personally believe that we need to return back to family values.
Come on.
As we come together having dinner at the dinner table, we got to stop picking up that plate and run to the TV set. Because it used to be at dinner table that we didn't eat dinner until Papa got home.
All right.
And now we eat dinner all over the place.
Yeah.
Our children used to sit there and see the father as he began to bless the food. And now who's blessing the food? Ain't nobody praying now.
Tell it.
And because we're not praying, our children have gotten an example right in their own house. And guess what the next generation gonna do? They gonna pick up their plate and they gonna go just like their parents.
Yeah.
But this time it's right in their hand. We've lost something. And the reason the church is empty is because we stop telling our children to go to church and we start asking them, do they want to come to church?
Yeah. Tell the truth.
I need to ask the question, who's the parent?
Say it.
We are living in a difficult world. And it's not like what we experienced as children growing up. The baby boomer generations are getting older. We are part of the baby boomers. And we are all getting older. For there is so much today that can destroy our children. And as parents, we need to be vigilant in restoring family order. So Solomon shared with his son to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. The first thing we need to look at is Solomon. For Solomon was born to David and Bathsheba. And Solomon was especially loved by the Lord. God sent word through the prophet Nathan and gave him the name Jedidiah, Solomon. His name is Jedidiah. As he grew, Solomon was strengthened in his kingdom, with God being with him and exalting him. You know, when God wants somebody to do something for him, God always give him a platform. If God ain't giving you no platform, don't you make one for yourself. God always exalt whom he desire to exalt and raise who he desire to raise and provide for whom he desire to provide for, because favor with God ain't fair. God favor whom he chooses. And God chooses to favor in order to raise up a nation, that the nation will see the prophetic words of God for such a time as this. And Solomon grew. And he grew with strength and he grew with knowledge because God had found favor in him. And when you think about what God was doing, God was moving him closer to what God would instruct him to do. As he grew, Solomon was strengthened in his kingdom with God being with him and exalting him. And in a critical moment, God appeared to Solomon and asked, what you want? And Solomon asked for one thing, and that was wisdom. For right decisions and governing the nation. And what this tells us as pastors, and ministers, we need to ask the Lord for spiritual understanding, spiritual insight, spiritual direction to govern, to guide, and to lead his people. You notice the definitive article was on his people. Because as shepherds, we have the responsibility for caring for the Lord's sheep or the Lord's people. We are also told how sheep, on the other hand, should trust their shepherds. whom God have entrusted to make the right spiritual decisions. Spiritual decision. Because God is doing something in the spiritual realm. Sometimes pastors make decisions that seem to be crazy. But is there anything too hard for God? And so when we follow the direction of a spiritual leader, God will bless the house and bless the people and bless the nation.
Yeah.
If a nation is being led by someone who is not spiritual, that nation will not succeed because that nation is following the wrong path. And if that nation is following the wrong path, God is watching that nation because they're following the concept of one whom God has not put in charge of that nation. And when we turn from that direction and we fall back on the righteous leaders and righteous leadership, then God will bless the nation, because until then, a nation cannot be prosperous. Because we're going down a path of destruction. We're going down a path of destruction,
sisters.
If the church has shown and demonstrated themselves to be faithful and led by God, why would you not trust and follow them? I'm reminded of when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. There was a revolt. And some of the people wanted to return back to slavery in Egypt. How in the world do you want to go back to something you just got out of?
Come on.
How can a nation that's been bought under freedom and civil liberty want to go back into stuff that was in the 50s? And yet that's exactly what we're doing. Because you got a leader that's leading us back, not taking you forward. Don't you dare fall for that first. I want to make America first. Also, in Jesus' early ministry, some who followed him left him. And Jesus asked the disciples, will you also leave me? Not everybody will follow you. Not everybody will embrace you. But if God calls you, God will equip you. God will provide for you. And God will give you longevity. Because if God calls you, can't nobody stop what God is doing.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost, demonstrating to us how we are to continue to trust God.
Amen.
And continue to make the right decision in life. Secondly, Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust is defined as a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. As believers, our trust is centered.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.